Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 8:30 here on this cold, cold Thursday morning. 10 degrees with a wind chill of 8 below. The Kansas Highway Patrol says several children suffered minor injuries when a school bus rolled onto its side near Emporia. Patrol Lieutenant Dave Hundley says 36 students, two teachers, a chaperone, and the driver were on the bus when it went into a ditch off a slushy Kansas Turnpike Wednesday morning, about 14 miles south of Emporia. 17 children were taken to a hospital in Newton for treatment. The bus was carrying students from Park Elementary School in Wichita. The students were on their way to Topeka for a field trip.
An 18-year-old woman and two men in their 20s were arrested for a crime spree in Wichita late Tuesday morning into the afternoon. The highway robbery occurred west of Seneca and McCormick when one of the suspects approached a 50-year-old man at a business asking for work. While they were speaking, the other two suspects came up from behind the victim. One of the suspects reported to be armed with a rifle. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspects demanded money and property.
The victim was struck in the head with the rifle, causing, fortunately, only minor injuries. The victim's wallet and cell phone were taken, and the suspects fled in a 2007 black Ford Fusion. The victim's credit cards began to be used in the area immediately.
Tracking down the stolen credit cards, police were able to locate the suspects in a car in southeast Wichita near Pawnee and Rock. At first, the driver would not pull over, led to a pursuit, which ended near Kellogg and Edgemore. At that location, all three suspects were arrested for aggravated robbery. A fake rifle was also located in association with this case.
The squabble over President Trump's proposed budget for the 2021 fiscal year continues.
President Trump's $4.8 trillion budget calls for spending more on defense and space while assuming tax cuts will be extended. It slashes foreign aid and would seek to reduce growth of Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. The House Speaker has preferred taking swipes at President Trump's blueprint.
Once again, this president is demonstrating how little he values the good health, financial security, and well-being of hardworking American families.
But the House GOP leader notes Democrats have not bothered to create their own.
I wonder if the Speaker will actually propose eliminating the Budget Committee because they have no work to do in this new majority of not producing a budget itself.
Democrats argue with the two-year budget agreement signed into law by President Trump last year, setting spending caps, there is no need.
This is Mike Emanuel with that report from Capitol Hill.
Confusion over a hat brings on an alleged assault.
Daniel Sprague of Staten Island was celebrating his 50th birthday with his wife and friends at a bar in Nashville when a woman suddenly spun him around and punched him in the face. While he was wearing a red baseball cap, it did not have Make America Great Again on the front. Instead, it read Make 50 Great Again. Sprague, who is a supporter of President Trump, filed a police complaint against the woman. He ended up with a gash on his cheek, but was otherwise okay. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
After 78 years, the remains of a Kansas man killed at Pearl Harbor have been identified.
U.S. Navy Fireman First Class Rex Wise will be buried in April near his home in South Haven near the state's southern border with Oklahoma. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced that Wise was accounted for in the fall of last year. The U.S. Navy base of Pearl Harbor was attacked without warning by the Japanese Air Force on the morning of December 7, 1941. More than 2,000 servicemen were killed and a large part of the U.S. fleet destroyed. The attack caused the U.S. to join the war effort. Wise was a 21-year-old serving aboard the USS Oklahoma when torpedoes struck the ship, killing 429 people on board. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You'll certainly want the extra heavy coat on the way out the door, and there may be some slippery spots on the road as you drive into work. clouding up today with a high 22, the wind chill running at 5 to 10 below zero. Could even see a few flurries at times. Otherwise, clearing tonight, Tarlo 9, and then sunny, windy, and 37 on Friday, 52 Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 10 degrees. The wind chill now 8 below. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for a third year in a row by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. It's time for the Blur Entertainment News. Ted Woodward here with Steve and Ted. Ted?
Chad, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Multiple felony counts facing actor Jussie Smollett.
A Cook County grand jury indicted Jussie Smollett on 6 felony counts for lying to police about being a victim of a racist and homophobic attack last year, an alleged hoax that police say Smollett orchestrated.
Absolute justice would be an apology to this city that he smeared.
Former police superintendent Eddie Johnson, Smollett maintains his innocence and is due in court in Chicago, February 24th. Special prosecutor Dan Webb was assigned to the case in August and is also digging into the actions of Cook County's top prosecutor, whose office controversially dropped all charges against the actor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
One actor is trying to heal the divide.
Chris Pratt is a different type of Hollywood star, and his new production company reflects that. The openly faith-based actor announced a new production company last week with an Instagram video. In his post, he wrote, "I've started a company, Indivisible Productions, One Nation Under God, Indivisible." The actor posted a video showing his movie posters in the new office and singing along.
Put down a feeling. I'm high on believing.
He added, "Our mission statement is to create entertaining content, focusing on themes which will help bridge the growing divide in our country and world." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the celebrities.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Maggie Lawson, who stars in the new comedy Outmatched. Lawson and Jason Biggs star as the parents of this new TV family full of genius kids. We visited the set where she showed us around and spoke about what it's like when they film in front of a live studio audience.
It's so wild. It has a very, like, theater kind of experience, which is, you know, it's awesome. I love it so much because the audience is right there and you get that, like, immediate feedback, and it's so energetic and alive. It's fun.
As for the idea of kids outsmarting the adults, she says sometimes it's life imitating art on set.
I actually had a moment the other day where Jason was like, "Do you know how to post this thing on the da-da-da?" I was like, "I don't know. Just ask Ashley or Connor, because they can tell us, because we don't know." Like, it's literally translated into our real lives that we talk to the kids about everything.
And when it comes to outmatching others, I asked what skills she can brag about.
What's something where no one outmatches?
Packing
you?
For a trip.
Nice.
I can pack like a boss for a trip.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get updated on what's going on with the small screen.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. Are you ready to Netflix and chill with someone you've never laid eyes on?
I always go for pretty girls. That's shallow to say, but it's the truth.
That's the premise of the new Netflix reality dating show, Love is Blind, hosted by real-life celebrity couple Nick and Vanessa Lachey. The series follows couples in search of the one and puts them on the fast track to romance without seeing them until after one of them proposes. The first 5 episodes are available now. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson's first ever Netflix comedy special will start streaming February 25th. The show is titled Alive from New York. And Snoop Dogg apologized to CBS This Morning co-host Gail King on Instagram for calling her names.
I should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly.
After she asked a question about Kobe Bryant's rape trial in 2003 to his friend Lisa Leslie. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Got a couple of fashion stories on the Blur, including Brian May from Queen.
Just when you thought you had heard all the reasons why Queen guitarist Brian May is awesome, he's also now starring in another supporting role, that of designing a crazy little thing called a sports bra for women. As May proves, there's truly no end to his talents. The rock icon is selling the official BMG sports bra, which he personally designed on his Brian May Guitars website in 5 sizes with a rockin' design featuring a variety of guitars, including, of course, his fabled Red Special. His website touts that the activewear salutes the entire range of Brian May guitars with a bright, bold design prominently featuring the united colors of BMG, because it doesn't have to be red to be special. And men, no need to feel left out. As part of the clothing line, Brian May has also launched a shirt and waistcoat adorned with the same guitar design. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
They gotta be a man's ear, you think, there? No?
Good question. Bro.
Bro.
Girl fight. Rose McGowan v. Natalie Portman.
Rose McGowan is not happy with Natalie Portman's activist cape she wore to the Oscars. The actress took to Facebook to address the garment, which had the names of female directors not nominated embroidered in it. She wrote, "Brave? No, not by a long shot. More like an actress acting the part of someone who cares, as so many of them do. I find Portman's type of activism deeply offensive to those of us who actually do the work. I'm not writing this out of bitterness. I'm writing out of disgust." McGowan pointed to Portman's own production company history, saying, "You have a production company that has hired exactly one female director, you." Portman agreed with McGowan in her response, adding, "I will keep trying." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now, if these people in show business could keep their noses out of other people's business, you wouldn't even have it a blur to do. You would have nothing.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty boring, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. Hey, the Backstreet Boys, of course, are coming on through Wichita on their big tour coming up. The Backstreet Boys appeared on ABC's Good Morning America.
Being with each other.
You sure?
No.
No, seriously. No, seriously, yeah.
I mean, seeing all of our amazing fans traveling the world.
Yeah.
In all these beautiful countries. Now when we go on tour now, we take our families out with us, and actually now we get a chance to see the countries through their eyes, our kids' eyes.
Yeah.
Being out there, they're our wives. We have amazing dinners together. You know, we do it a little bit different now.
The food and the culture around the world, that's what I look forward to. I look forward to traveling all around the world and being with our fans and bringing our kids out.
It's a family tour now.
Yeah,
it's a family
affair. It helps us stay in shape, I'll tell you that.
The Backstreet Boys, of course.
Tickets.
They'll be here in Wichita in August, and we've been giving away Backstreet Boys tickets all week long.
Yeah, we got a couple more tomorrow, a couple more
pairs. Maybe just one more pair.
We got one more?
Yeah. Tomorrow,
maybe two. Anyway, we'll keep track of it.
Okay. We'll make sure you get your tickets tomorrow,
right.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Actor David Janssen. He passed away 40 years ago today. Of course, starring role as Richard Kimball in the TV series The Fugitive.
That's Dr. Richard.
He also had the title role in 3 other TV series. Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Yeah.
Harry O. And O'Hara, U.S. Treasury. TV Guide ranked him as number 36 on the 50 greatest TV stars of all time.
Wow.
Where was David Janssen born?
Oklahoma.
Other direction, not far from the Kansas-Nebraska border.
Oh.
He was born in Napanee, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Not far from Smith Center in Kensington.
There you go.
He was a high school basketball star in Nebraska. He joined the Army during the war, along with fellow enlistee Clint Eastwood and Martin Milner.
How about that?
Of course, we mentioned he passed away 40 years ago today. Heavy drinker, 4-pack-a-day smoker. How old was he when he died?
Oh, in his 40s,
He's
right?
48. Yeah.
48?
Yeah, had a massive heart attack. And he looked like he was 68. He did not look like he was 48.
Hmm.
At his funeral, Suzanne Plachette delivered the eulogy. His pallbearers included Milton Berle, Johnny Carson, Richard Harris, and Gregory Peck.
Wow.
David Janssen passed away at the age of 48. 40 years ago on this day. Happy birthday today to actress Kim Novak.
Woo-ha!
She is 87 years old
Madge
today.
Madge is a pretty one.
Picnic. She was also in Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo.
Hey, I saw a documentary on William Holden the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That dance scene in Picnic.
Right.
Mm. None of them wanted to do it. They were all awkward. They didn't feel like they could accomplish that scene. Holden, Novak, any of them. But apparently, it's one of the best-known dance scenes in film.
It's one of the, most sexy scenes ever.
They didn't want to do it. But anyway, just a little sidebar there.
Bell, Book, and Candle as well.
Yeah.
Kim Novak, she is 87 today. All right, of course, politics hitting the late-night crew as we blur that fine line. Jimmy Kimmel on ABC.
We're in whittle mode right now. Last night in New Hampshire, Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg got exciting news. They finished number one and number two with a very tight margin between them. And this, that is turning out to be some matchup, an old Jewish guy versus a young gay guy. It's like an uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner. And of course,
Stephen Colbert on CBS.
Biden's lackluster performances have been a huge surprise, and now even Biden's own people are having a little trouble hiding their anxiety. One unnamed advisor told reporters, "I know we're supposed to say we're going to win, but I just don't know. This is horrendous. We're all scared." It's not great when your campaign sounds like a Civil War letter home. "My dearest Jill, we fled New Hampshire after a miserable defeat and have retreated to make our last stand in South Carolina. I thought we could win, but I guess I'm just a lying dog-faced pony soldier." Now, yours,
and,
Joseph.
We'll finish up with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Two candidates dropped out of the race last night, Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett. Yeah. Yeah, Andrew Yang told his supporters, "Thank you for this amazing ride," while Michael Bennett told his supporters, "Come on, son, let's go home."
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, for this entire month of February and here on St. Valentine's Week, Napoleon's offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal. $10 off a service call if you mention Steve and Ted. Here's the phone number, 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A new face at Sedgwick County Government. That story with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.